Steve Fedorik at PureFlick.net. We're at the ROH show in Toledo, Ohio, the debut of Ring of Honor here, and we're joined by former WWE superstar Evan Bourne, returned to Ring of Honor as Matt Sydal. And I guess the first question would be, how does it feel to be back in Ring of Honor?
Well, this is a great time for me to say it feels like I have been reborn. Reborn Matt Sydal. It's seriously one of... It's like my life goes in circles, and there's some things when you're a young wrestler growing up and you dream of wrestling someplace. Some of us dream of wrestling in Ring of Honor too, and the sacrifices I made to get here the first time were literally as selfless as you can imagine, sacrifice to get here. So the fact that I'm coming back now after all these years, and the Briscoes are still here, and Roderick Strong's still here, and the crop of new talent is exactly the kind of talent that Ring of Honor fosters, which is exactly why I dreamed of coming through here to get to the top. And the fact that I'm here now, it's where I belong.
Now, obviously, you were gone for a while, and you came back. You, of course, were with another company. How has Ring of Honor changed? You were talking about some of the similarities. I guess some of the talent is still here. How has Ring of Honor changed over the years?
Well, I think everything has to change, grow, and evolve, and it evolves based on the guys in the ring. And right now, Ring of Honor has a great group of guys that have been here since literally day one, and fresher talent like Adam Cole, who's already an established star, but to me, he's fresh. And what's amazing is how much talent he has and how much potential he has on top of that. And so what I see in the locker room are young guys with limitless talent getting to apply it in a place where their gifts are fostered, their strengths are enforced, and their weaknesses are hammered until they become strengths.
Obviously, you know, we got WWE out there, we have TNA, although I guess TNA is probably maybe on the deathbed at this point, but you're being exposed to new wrestling fans. What does Ring of Honor really need to do to click with the average wrestling fan out there?
Well, I think it's more of a matter of distribution, and I feel when you sit down and watch Ring of Honor show, if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to love it. If you're new to it, you're going to get intrigued because it's different. I think if you're not new and you're not innovative and you're not dangerous, nobody's going to pay attention to you. So as long as Ring of Honor continues to be the most novel form of professional wrestling, the most innovative, the heart, the soul, the lifeblood of the industry, this is where people will be magnetically drawn to the product as long as they have access to it. So we get everybody access to it, I think there's going to be a lot more Ring of Honor fans.
I totally agree. I think fans that watch WWE and TNA, maybe are getting kind of tired of that, those products, definitely give Ring of Honor a chance. It's definitely a wrestling-based company, wrestling-based group.
The way I see it is wrestling's, there's not a set number of wrestling fans. There's not a scarcity involved where if Ring of Honor blows up, there will be less people at WWE. It's a beneficial thing. It's a surplus world of wrestling fans because there's a lot of people who've kind of drifted away, but they can drift right back. And if it's Ring of Honor that brings them back, I love it. If it's WWE that brings them back, I love that too. We just need more people here because if you're a wrestling fan and Friday night rolls around and wrestling's in your town and you can see it live, there's no better form of entertainment. There's nothing better than being seen it up close and personal. And the fact that Ring of Honor is getting to all these cities throughout the country, I feel that's really building a strong base. Hitting new towns like Toledo, where they're on TV, is really a way to build a crowd and to have roots deep. For a tree to grow tall, it has to have deep, deep roots. And that's what Ring of Honor has. And it's awesome to be a part of some of the older roots and these newer roots. And this tree's growing, and it's going to be able to be a very tall tree because these roots are deep.
Yeah, I think I'm watching the Monday Night War on the WWE Network, and I'm seeing these 5.6 and 6.0 ratings, and I'm thinking, you know, there is wrestling fans out there. There are wrestling fans out there that really kind of miss watching wrestling. And so, you know, if they give Ring of Honor, I really think if they watch Ring of Honor, they'll be hooked. The problem is exposing your product to potentially new fans out there. And here in Toledo, it's on at 1 in the morning here. So that's one of the problems that people have. And I know out west, people don't have access to the show to a large part. So a lot of it, as you said, distribution through ringofhonorwrestling.com.
And I think one of the things about a business is you never want to grow too fast. I'm not saying Ring of Honor's it's not a stagnant. They're getting new markets all the time. And that steady growth is an indicator of long-term longevity and stability in the company, which for a wrestling company is very... I mean, how many companies pop up and go away, pop up and go away? They're a flash in the pan. Ring of Honor is all substance, and it's not smoke and mirrors. It's the substance organization. And people see that, and you feel it, and it resonates through the TV screen when you see the guys putting their hearts into the matches. You really feel that and the group of talent here, you would not think of them as a B-team to anyone in the world. They're not a B-team to anyone. They're stars in their own right, and they deserve to be seen, and they deserve to be respected in that way.
Definitely agree. Going back to your WWE tenure there, kind of your highlight, maybe the low light of being working for Vince McMahon.
Well, I'll tell you, my highlight was when I won the Slammy Award in 2008 for Best Finisher of the Year. I mean, Slammy Awards have a special place in my heart, and winning that was just... It was really significant because I felt like I was getting like rewarded for my hard work and being the first guy to get the Shooting Star back on the board. Like, I mean, I didn't do that just for me. Now anybody can do a Shooting Star in WWE because I let them know not only can it be done well, people will love to see it, and the fans grabbed onto that. And I think WWE now realizes the value of a high flyer, and I think that's why they're developing certain new high flyers very well, getting them very ready, because they are going to have a lot of pressure on their backs, because when they come out, they're going to be gigantic stars. WWE knows that these Shooting Star presses are like... So that was one of the highlights, and something I feel like was a large accomplishment on my part. In terms of lowlights, you know, the only lowlights I had is being injured, man. It's the worst time of my life. I've wrestled since I was 17. I've never not wrestled. I've never not been every day waking up on the road. And so when I got injured, those were the worst times of my life. I didn't even know how to handle it, and that's where I really struggled. So it wasn't even at work at WWE, but the injuries and, you know, and life was able to kind of throw me off course to the point where things at WWE was just, when the end happened, it was inevitable, and it ended up being a good thing, because instead of just treading water, now I'm free to swim and float and flow and go where the wind wanted to take me, and it's taken me here to Ring of Honor, and it's fantastic.
Lastly, I know you probably, you want to talk about Ring of Honor, because you're back in Ring of Honor, it's good to be back in Ring of Honor, but do you ever see yourself maybe going back to WWE at some point?
Well, I certainly don't have any bad feelings. I mean, I loved all the producers I got along really well with. I loved everybody from the catering crew to the sound, to the people in sound and lighting. Like, it was a very wonderful group of humans. WWE has managed to collect people who are extraordinary, not just at professional wrestling, but at everything they do. So all the people backstage are extraordinary. So I had a lot of camaraderie with them, and I'd love to go back to work there. However, professionally, I am satisfied as I will ever be, because I'm never satisfied ever. But I am very satisfied being a part of Ring of Honor, and it feels good to me. And what I can do now by being my own boss is I can go wherever my heart takes me. I can go where it feels right. I get to make my own decisions, and that's that empowerment that I have now is a great feeling. And that's something I will continue to have throughout my life. I don't plan on letting go of any of that power. But that doesn't exclude me from returning to WWE.
I guess one more question. Do you have a message maybe for your fans out there? Those fans have been supporting you over the years?
Yes. Follow me on Instagram at Matt Sydal, MATTSYDAL. I'm trying to make my platforms on social media more interactive. I started a Facebook page. The first time I came back to Ring of Honor, let's backtrack even further. Before I returned to Ring of Honor, I did a PWG show, and I went out there. And a guy was wearing a shirt that had my name, it said Sydal on it, and it had the number 23 on the back. And I remember when I made those shirts, that was when I was 23, I'm 31 now. And I looked out in that crowd and I saw this guy wearing my Matt Sydal shirt, and the connection's there. And that's what I hope attracts people to me, because I remember what it was like when I was sitting in that chair watching wrestling, and you feel something that is ineffable. You can't describe it, there's no words for it, there's no point in trying to explain it, because nobody gets it unless you get it, and the people who do, and that connection is it's a two-way street. What I do, I can't do what I do without my fans. And so I am, like, indebted. I am grateful. And I'm so thankful that this is the life that I get to live. And I'm thankful that they're loving it, too. And it's a great little relationship we got going. And so let's further it on Instagram, at Matt Seidel. I'm at Find Evan on Twitter still. So Find Evan, that's how you'll find Reborn Matt Seidel. You can also catch me on the Sinclair Broadcast Network Ring of Honor television show, Just Wrestled AJ Styles. I have a match against Adam Cole coming up. That is a cannot-miss match.
Great.
Well, thanks, Matt. We look forward to seeing future matches here in Ring of Honor. We wish you nothing but the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.